It's Friday, October 18th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this morning from Austin, Texas. It is Friday, the 18th of October. We have a lot to talk about. I'll be taking your calls in the second hour. I'll be joined by Matt Baker in the third hour, talking about a bombshell new documentary with a whole bunch of InfoWars alumni, friends of the show, put together. Very excited to talk to him. Very excited to talk to you. Very excited to watch Donald Trump roast the hell out of everybody right to their faces at the Al Smith dinner last night. We got a lot of clips from that, which is perfect because we try to always keep it light on Fridays, or at least in the beginning of the show. There's a comedy clip or something. We like to lead off with that. And in this case, we have like 12 of them all from Trump, and they're amazing. They're amazing. They're everything you want them to be. And a lot of other videos as well to show you, as we are going to, of course, talk about domestic politics and global politics and what is above global politics, which is the churning engine that drives so many decisions, the globalism and the long-term plans to live forever and rule over a slave race of biological robots. That's the plan, and we're going to break it down for you and talk about how to defeat it and resist with all of your might. But first, we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 18th of October, 2024. Yahya Sinwar, Hamas chief, has been killed in an Israeli raid. The head of Hamas and architect of the Palestinian group's October 7th, 2023 terrorist rampage across southern Israel was killed in a raid in the Gaza Strip, Israel said Thursday. The death put an immediate and emphatic end to the bloody career of the Palestinian radical movement's best-known figure. But it also raised fresh questions about which direction the government of Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will take after the security triumph. I have headlines that say the exact opposite to one another. Some headlines saying this will hasten the end of the war, but then you have Benjamin Netanyahu saying, actually, I'm going to be worse. Actually, I'm going to just get worse from now on. So hard to negotiate hostage exchanges when you keep killing the people you're negotiating with, but we'll get back to that in just a second. Meanwhile, Ukraine issues a nuclear ultimatum to NATO. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered an ultimatum to NATO, warning that his country may pursue nuclear weapons if it's not granted membership in the alliance, which is ballsy. You got to give him that. It's certainly ballsy. Contemptuous might be another word for it. The pledge came during a conversation with former President U.S. President Donald Trump. Last September, Zelensky said he told Trump that Ukraine would either join some kind of alliance or be forced to pursue nuclear weapons, adding that he knew of no stronger option than NATO. I believe Trump heard me and said it was a fair argument, Zelensky said. Oh, I'm sure he said that. No, I'm sure that's what he said. What he was thinking might have been something else. I can imagine what Trump was thinking when the little gremlin from Ukraine threatened him with nuclear research. I can only imagine. You try it, little man. Just the chutzpah. You gotta be astonished at it. I was gonna say admire, but I'm not gonna say admire. Meanwhile, also in the Ukraine-Russia war front, there's been a lot of talk about North Korean troops being deployed to Russia. There was some doubt about that, but now the Seoul, South Korea spy agency has released satellite images showing North Korean troops deploying to Russia, several thousand of them. Also, earlier this week, North Korea blew up the bridges that link North and South Korea, a move that would seem to come ahead of some sort of major military conflict. So things definitely heating up there in Eastern Europe and Asia. Meanwhile, in America, we have this. FBI quietly revises violent crime statistics. When the FBI originally released the final crime data for 2022 in September 2023, it reported that the nation's violent crime rate fell by 2.1%. This quickly became and remains a Democratic Party talking point to counter Donald Trump's claim of soaring crime. But the FBI has quietly revised those numbers, releasing new data that shows violent crime increased in 2022 by 4.5%. The new data includes thousands of more rapes, murders, robberies, and aggravated assaults. The Bureau, which has been at the center of partisan storms, made no mention of these revisions in its September 2024 press release. No, they did it quietly. They didn't want to mention it. They didn't want to come out and admit that they lied about crime, not just not rising as high as it was, but they said it was falling when it was, in fact, rising by nearly 5%, which is unbelievable, like really incredible, because that's a year-over-year rise. And if you remember, the major spike in violent crime came at the end of 2020 and into 2021. So kind of like inflation, when they say inflation has reduced, what they mean is that previously inflation was rising at an all-time high rate, and the rate of its rise has decreased. It's still going up. It just isn't going up as steeply as it used to. And so they say it's down. That's a lie. It's just a lie. It's the same thing with crime statistics, where you have this massive, unbelievable, monumental spike following the Black Lives Matter orgy of violence. And then if it were to go down a little bit, it's not that it is, you know, it's not that crime is decreasing. It's just that it's not as high as it was last year, where it spiked to historic high levels. But actually, that's not even true. It actually went up from that. It actually spiked massively in 2020, even higher in 2021, and apparently even higher in 2022. But then again, you'd know that if you just looked around and thought about it for yourself. But if, in case you needed the FBI's to provide you statistics to verify the reality that you can observe, then there they are. And finally, we have this. Trump insults Harris in jibe-filled speech, his campaign mulls town hall with Nikki Haley. These are the U.S. election live updates from The Guardian. And of course, they're very mad that Trump insulted Harris in this jibe-filled speech at a Catholic charity dinner. But it's called a roast. It's called a roast. He was roasting everyone, including Kamala Harris. They say the jokes were crude, but I don't know. Maybe they're. This is The Guardian. It's a UK thing. Maybe they're not aware of like what the Al Smith dinner is. This is what it is. It's a big roast. It's a bipartisan affair. It's Catholics in New York come together and provide an opportunity for the presidential candidates to have a little fun on the campaign trail, you know, just poke each other a little bit. It's very fun. Of course, things changed in 2016 when Donald Trump used the event to just absolutely abolish Hillary Clinton in the most hilarious way possible. And so this year, Kamala Harris decided to sit it out. It was the first time in a very long time that anybody had sat out this dinner, and it falls in line with Kamala Harris's general, well, everything about her, right? Her inability to do anything on the campaign trail, her desire to hide desperately from any media appearances, but also the underlying contempt for religious people, especially Catholics, who this dinner represents and honors. So she missed out. She missed out. Instead, she sent in the cringe. I didn't even grab it. I didn't even pull the video in that Kamala Harris sent in, because I'm not going to subject you fine folks to that. I'm not about to broadcast that trash, whatever it was. I sound mad about it. I'm not mad about it. It was just very bad. It was just very cringy and lame. And she resurrects some SNL character from like 40 years ago. I mean, that's crazy. I grew up with, you know, the SNL of Adam Sandler and Norm Macdonald. But this character was even before my time and was cringy and played out when I was 10. It just shows you how disconnected from anything popular or trending or good. Like, what is this? It's very weird. It'd be like, I don't even know. It'd be like Trump coming out with the Scooby-Doo characters or something. It's just, it's beyond played out. It's beyond cringy. And it's very carefully designed to trigger nostalgia childless boomers. Yeah, I'm not going to subject you to it. I'm going to keep the audio down on that one, folks. That's your Daily Dispatch. Now let's laugh at the Democrats, courtesy of comedian-in-chief Donald Trump. Say what you want about Donald Trump. He is the funniest president there has ever been. He is significantly funnier than many common, you know, popular stand-up comedians these days. And he really held nothing back. The Al Smith dinner last night. I have a lot of clips from this, but both the crew and I were both gathering clips. There might be some repeats here. The good news is these jokes are so funny, we might just want to play them twice on purpose. But let's begin with, oh my God, there's so many good ones. Let's start with clip number six here. It's Trump going after Biden.
Joe has almost disappeared from view. The only way he could be seen less as if he had a show on CNN. They had nothing. They've got nothing. Fake news, right? Fake news.
And the whole time, if you're a radio listener and you haven't seen this, the whole time Trump is delivering jokes, Chuck Schumer is sitting like a grim-faced gargoyle next to him. Very, very a clear distinction between the spirits of these two people. And Trump mocked Chuck Schumer for his face last night. We'll go now to clip number eight. Here is Trump having a little fun with his good friend, the gargoyle, Chuck Schumer.
Coming in very, very strong a certain way. I won't tell you what way that is, but Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.